Here we go. Yes, welcome to another episode of Smile with Shade. This is episode 32. Hello, hello, hello. But Shade, it's been a minute. I know, it's been a minute. It's been an hour. Okay, whatever. We're still here. It doesn't matter how long it takes me to do these. I'm going to keep coming back. I'm like your father who went to the store to get some milk. I'm going to come back eventually. You might be 18, you might be 4. Whatever it takes for me to get here, I'm going to get here. But anyways, welcome to the episode. Once again, this is another video episode. So if I'm looking over here, if I'm looking over there, it's going to be weird. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be awkward sometimes. But I have to remember, I got to keep doing these because once I do them, I feel comfortable. I'm in my zone. And then I'm like, damn. When I do it again, I'm like, I forgot where to look. I don't know where to put my hands. I don't know what to do. Should I do these expressions for the video? For those listening, you're just like, what the hell is she talking about? Get on with the podcast. But for the video people, once again, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to look. And I have my soundboard back here. So if I look back, I'm always paranoid. I have high anxiety, guys. I didn't realize till I got older that I have high freaking anxiety. I thought I was just an awkward person who talked a lot. And it turns out that I talk because I freaking have anxiety, but long story short, I'm always paranoid that it didn't hit record, so I keep looking back to make sure that it did. But anyways, welcome back to episode 32. We're going to get it in, and we're going to start by talking about this news of the 99 cent store that is gone. I can't believe it. The 99 cent store is gone. And you know what? To be honest, I'm not a 99 cent store gal. I'm more of a Dollar Tree girl. All 99 cent stores are not equal because some are really bad. Like where I always lived and where I grew up, the 99 cent store was super ghetto. Like I'd go in for one thing and it's never there. So, but then I realized if you go to better neighborhoods, 99 cent store is actually very nice. They have all the items. So it just depends. So let's hear about this tragedy. All right. So once again, I hit
play. Doors are shutting down.
Start it over. Dang it. Okay.
Here is that breaking news right now. All 99 cents only stores are shutting down. The commerce-based chain will close 371 stores across four states, and that includes right here in California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. The interim CEO of the company said the last several years have presented, quote, significant and lasting challenges. He is citing factors like the pandemic, shifting consumer demand, and inflation. We're going to have much more on this story for you coming up tonight on the NBC4 News at 11.
It's sad because you could get balloons, like if it's somebody's birthday, you could get balloons or something or anything. We all know we've been to the 99 cent store. People bought food there. And also right now, the minimum wage is going up for fast food workers, but a lot of people are getting fired, and that's crazy. I went to a store the other day, and I heard a girl talking about how she worked at Jamba Juice, and like everybody got fired. They're like teenagers. She said everybody got fired because the minimum wage is going up for people. And I'm not trying to be down, but minimum wage will never be a livable wage. The minimum wage could be $90,000 an hour and a piece of fruit will be $2,000. But Shay, this is supposed to be funny. I know it's depressing, but it's just a wild time. I think the fast food workers, they should get paid a lot because people suck. I went to, in my fat days, no, I'm still fat, but I went to, I think it was a Jack in the Box one time when I was drinking heavily. and I went to get something in the drive-thru and this guy got out of his car because I think he wanted like ranch or something or some ketchup. And he got out of his car and yelled at the person at the window. I think it was like 2 in the morning or something, 3 in the morning. And he yelled at the lady and threw, like, I guess he wanted more ranch or something. He threw like 2 packets of ranch at the lady and just cursed her out. And I'm thinking, like, I got to go home. I've been drinking. Me and my friends have been drinking. I'm just hungry. I just want to eat something at 3 a.m. So it was a whole debacle. They called the cops because it's technically assault. And it's like, really, it's just over some ranch. Like, there's a way to ask. But then also on the to defend that person, why do you care how much ranch I take? I hate now when they... what they do is they'll be like, oh, you only need 1 ranch per whatever. You don't know. Guess what? What if I'm trying to make ranch soup when I get home? What if I'm trying to make ranch soup? You don't know me. You don't know.
I eat pears now and shit like that. Shout out to all the pear.
I could be healthy. I could be healthy, and this is going to be my only savior is ranch. And for some reason, they don't sell the fast food ranch anywhere. They have that... I don't even remember what it's called. It's like the green, I forgot what the main ranch that everybody buys for salads. That's different than the ranch in the, it's different than the ranch in the stores. But Shay, who gives a damn about ranch? I know. Everything's getting crazy. Chicken is expensive. I don't know if I said this last time, but chicken is expensive. Like, it's easier. It's almost easier to buy out because it's so expensive to buy anything. I think I found a solution, though, you guys. I know. I get it. I've taken economics, and I know how money works. But money is really nothing. Money is really just paper, right? Like, I know we put value on it. But really, if you think about it, I think here's the solution, okay? And I'm not trying to run for president or anything, okay? I think the government should do this. They should give everybody $500,000. Clear the debt. Clear the student debt. Clear any debt that anybody has. And I know there's people who don't have debt. Okay, if you don't have debt, you get $550,000. Okay, you get an extra $50,000. Whatever the math is, you get the extra money if you don't have any debt. And then America pays all the people that we owe, because I know we owe people. I know we owe people, okay? So pay them, and then let's do a clean slate. Let's have a clean slate for the homeless people and everybody. Everybody gets $500,000, and then let's start like that. And then if you mess up from there, what could I do, okay? If you mess up from there, we won't judge you, okay? But just give everybody a clean slate. Everybody who's 18 and over, because especially if you're 18, let's see if you could flip that. You could invest, you could do whatever, but give everybody $500,000 and let's see where we go from here. I don't know if that'll work though, to be honest, because I saw a documentary of a homeless guy. Somebody gave him like $100,000 and he got a hotel and like pretty much blew the money in like a month. I forgot what it's called, but it could work. It could work. It's getting bad. It's getting expensive everywhere, and it's a problem. All of a sudden, my sinuses are messing up, okay? This is crazy. I'm just trying to record a video podcast, okay? That's why I don't do it, because of my nose, okay? But on another note, I want to talk about something really quick. And I know people don't care. I'm going to talk about Beyonce. If you don't care about Beyonce, tune out for about 5 or 10 quick minutes. Okay. I just want to talk about her really quick because yeah, I wrote this podcast and I wrote what I wanted to talk about a long time ago. And now it's like, okay, it's been a minute. So, but I still want to talk about it. Beyonce came out with a country album and everybody went crazy. And the thing is, this is what I don't like about news. And first of all, I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan. There's probably like 2 albums that I've heard from beginning to end. I'm not the biggest Beyonce fan, but she's talented. People think she's with the Illuminati. I don't know. I have no idea if she's with the Illuminati, but if she is, it must be a cool club because they make good music there, okay? But people don't like her, okay? Already, they don't like her. There's a whole thing with that one girl. We won't say her name. It rhymes with Swiffer, okay? And they have a underlying feud. They don't have a feud because they try to say women are women empowerment. Let's not show them that we have a feud, but it's very strategic. And obviously they put out music in around the same times. But anyways, people don't like her. And she released a cowboy country album, but it's really not. If you listen to it, it's really not a country album. Some songs are country inspired, but it's really just a Beyonce album. And I listened to it about at least 3 times from beginning to end. And it's good. First of all, there's too many songs. There's 27 songs. And why are there 27 songs? Okay. Why are there 27 songs? But it's good. It's good. If you listen to it from front to back, from beginning to end, it makes sense. It's really, really good. I think people don't give her enough credit for the things that she does. And people think that, okay, I'm just going to say it. People think that country music is supposed to be specifically for white people. And it's not. If you really look at the history of country music, it really started kind of by black people. But let me go look it up. I'm not somebody to just tell you anything, but look it up. I mean, it's not about race, but it's just like, it's weird that people care so much because, I mean, look at Prince. He did all kind of music. He did different genres, and Tina Turner did different genres. She was kind of like rock before, and Ike and Tina Turner, I can't remember if they opened up for the Rolling Stones or the Rolling Stones opened up for them. Either way, they were playing with rock groups back in the day, and then she turned to kind of like soul R&B-ish. It was kind of always like rock, I guess. But I think that we should not hold people down. Like, I feel like Post Malone, if you're into him, he's a great artist, but he does country. He wears cornrows and he's black sometimes, and then he's like playing Nirvana songs. Let people do what they want. But the biggest thing is that she had this song, Jolene, and she covered it, and the original's by Dolly Parton. And she changed some of the lyrics. But she, first of all, people just listen to the headlines and they read the headlines, and it just says, what a travesty, Beyonce covers Jolene. But if you listen to the whole album, Dolly Parton actually opens up the song, and she like basically says like, okay, you could take this story and expand on it. So anyways, you got to listen to the album if you want to. If you want to be, I think the thing is with people now, they don't want to listen to something that they don't want to listen to. Like, I feel like my perspective growing up was, even if you had a different view, I have to hear your, I don't have to, but I want to hear your view and then make my judgment then. But people are just talking about it without even listening to it. But anyways, and the girls from Texas. I went to Texas last year, and my brother was listening to country music, and he never listened to country music before. And it's something about Texas. He's actually, he lives in the place that Beyonce was born in, Houston, Texas, and where she grew up. And I loved it. I hate country music. I do not like country music, but I'm starting to like it now. And it's so weird because I never liked it. But it's something about Texas, like, that makes you, like, you're riding in a big truck, you're riding in the car, and you say, you know what? I think I want to play some Morgan Wallen. He's a little bit racist, though. I heard about what he did. But anyways, he has great music. But that's my little rant about Beyonce. I just think that, oh, and then the internet bullies are crazy because I put something like, and you know what? I have to stop commenting because sometimes I feel so lame commenting. I'm like, why did I even, Why did he even comment on that? Why do I have to? Hello? Hello? Yeah, why do this is Instagram calling. Why do you have to comment on everything? Sometimes I'm like, why, for real, like, why am I commenting on this? Because what am I going to start a dialogue? And sometimes I read the, like, it'll tell you, like, Instagram has a little notifications telling you that somebody liked your comment or reacted to it. And then it's like, I don't want to go back and forth with you. I don't know you. So most of the time I just let people talk crap. But there was one thing that hurt my feelings, because this is one that I hadn't even heard the album yet and people were talking about it. And I put a comment on one somebody's post and I said, I think it was Rolling Stones, they posted about it. And I put, you guys just hate black people. And maybe I'm a troll sometimes, because I don't know why I would put that. Whatever. What do I care about these people for? I don't care about Rolling Stones. I don't care about the people on here. And somebody put a response to back to me. And they put, shut the fuck up. And I felt bad. I felt bad because I'm like, I think I deleted the comment, actually, because they said something else, but I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was mean. And I feel like, are there people that really go back and forth with people online and really have a dialogue? And anyways, I felt bad. And I don't like when the internet makes you feel bad, because I grew up in the 90s and who cares? But I don't know. Anyways, I got to get back in the flow. This is a weird episode. Speaking of the internet, the last thing I want to talk about is this Ask AI on Meta. I think it's called Ask Meta AI. Hold on. It's called Meta AI on Instagram. Now, I'm going to play a story about it, but a few days ago I was on Instagram and I'm like, what is this square? Like, it's usually where you search for stuff. I'm like, I mean, no, it wasn't a square. I'm like, what is this circle? And it says Ask AI. And I'm just like, what's going on here? So here's a story about it.
Out of nowhere, a tiny blue circle has suddenly appeared on Facebook and Instagram, and it appears to be listening. It came without any kind of notice, any warning, and a lot of users are scratching their heads wondering what it's for. And here's the thing, you cannot fully disable it.
Yeah, and it definitely got us talking here in the newsroom, and we wanted to hear what you think. So we sent 7 News Detroit reporter Sarah Michaels out to Royal Oak to see how people are feeling about that new little blue circle.
Over the weekend, you may have noticed this, a blue circle icon pop up on the search bar of your Facebook and Instagram. A lot of people are wondering, what is it? The answer, simply put, more artificial intelligence.
So this little...
First of all, this lady went to people in the parking lot. And you know what? If somebody asked me about this in the parking lot, I wouldn't answer them. But these people are nice people, I guess.
Box here at the top, I noticed.
I see it on mine, yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Do you want that on your social media?
I think it's getting to be a little bit too much.
Yeah, I don't want to have it.
This new...
They ask these older people, do you want this on social media? And they go, they almost look like they're like, what is social media? And I think in the lady's mind, she's thinking, Facebook? I got a text. It's cool. It's cool. I got a text while I'm recording this, but okay. She's like, I don't want it, but I don't think she really knows what it is.
Artificial intelligence chatbot.
I think I went to like look up somebody. It didn't even like get me remotely close.
Is seemingly here to stay.
See, she says she went to look up somebody. That's not what it is. That's not what it's for. I don't even think she knows what they're talking about. People just lie.
At a social media apps.
Would you want to turn this off?
I would. I mean, is it possible or?
No.
Oh. So I have no choice.
Yeah.
Got you.
The technology.
I feel like these people really never heard of it.
Lies with this blue and purple ring is called Meta AI. It's being rolled out on Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp without your request, and you cannot turn it off. So what is its specific purpose?
In the moment, because it didn't search whatever I was searching right, I literally forgot what I was searching and just closed the app.
It's meant to be an artificial intelligence really by Meta that's similar to ChatGPT. There are prompts to coach you to run a 5K, grow perfect tomatoes, or learn a new language. Not really what people tell us they're going on Instagram and Facebook for.
Do you think you would use any of these?
No.
You get information based on what you're looking at, and that means that you get
only
less,
that. Only that.
You just get only that.
When Apple Music put that,
These people don't. These older people, they're like, so what is it exactly? What is it? They don't understand.
The 2 album on everybody's phone, and we were forced to listen to it.
Experts say artificial intelligence.
Remember that, the U2 album? I like U2, but when that happened, if you have an Apple phone, they put a U2 album a few years ago. They didn't, and it took up space. That's what I was pissed about. But I wasn't forced to listen to it because guess what I said? I said, screw you, U2, because I don't care about your freaking album. I don't think anybody ever listened to it because it was like they're forcing you to have it on your phone.
But this is the next big thing, and we're going to start to see AI bots like this popping up everywhere. The Meta AI can also generate images and tell you about the latest news, but you should never fully rely on its information, as AI is known to have flaws and at times provide false information.
It's pro and cons, but we have to be very careful about how we are going to use it and whom is going to use it in the future as well.
And there's so many like little fine line prints in these apps that we just accept when we download them, that I don't know somewhere. What it's listening to. It's probably listening to us right now, like, okay, well, they don't like us.
Maybe. In Royal Oak, Sarah Michaels, 7 News Detroit.
That was
the worst interviews. I don't think these people understand what it is, but anyways. So I said, let me test this out, because I also didn't know what it was, but I think you could ask it anything. It's like ChatGPT, as they said, and I've never really used ChatGPT, but let's play with it. I've asked this AI Meta thing, Meta AI. I asked it a few questions. I said, why did my first grade teacher hate me? Okay. This is what I asked it. And it says, I'm sorry to hear that you had a difficult experience with your first grade teacher. It's important to remember that teachers are human beings too. And they have good days and bad days, just like anyone else. It's possible that your teacher was going through a tough time or was struggling with their own issues, which may have affected your behavior towards you, their behavior towards you. It also is possible that there are misunderstandings or miscommunications that led to a difficult dynamic between you and your teacher. Regardless of the reason, it's important to remember that you deserve kindness, respect, and compassion from everyone in the position of authority, including teachers. If you feel comfortable, can you tell me more about what happened with your first grade teacher? Sometimes sharing our experiences and processing them with someone who cares can help us heal and move forward. I'm here to listen and offer support. You're here to listen to me, Meta AI? Because my friends never want to hear what I have to say. And then I said, well, I was a chubby kid and she caught me eating a Snickers in class and I got in trouble. And Meta AI says, I see. That could be a really tough experience, especially for a child. It sounds like your teacher may have reacted in a way that was harmful or shaming, which could be very damaging. First of all, let me tell you that your worth and value as a person are not defined by your weight or your food choices. You deserve kindness and understanding, not judgment or shame. It's possible that your teacher was trying to enforce classroom rules or promote healthy habits, but there are much more compassionate and effective ways to do that. Shaming or scolding a child can actually lead to a negative body image, low self-esteem, and even disorder eating. Remember that you're just a child and children make mistakes. You didn't deserve to be treated harshly or made to feel ashamed of yourself. If you're still carrying around feelings of guilt or shame from that experience, I want you to know that it's not your fault. You deserve forgiveness and compassion. It's never too late to practice self-care and self-love. Would you like to talk more about how that experience affected you? Or is there anything else you'd like to share? I'm here to listen and support you. So you're telling me that Meta AI could be my friend and be my therapist? That's crazy, right? I mean, that's like, those are like good answers. It's kind of weird, right? I think this is pretty wild for the young kids that are out there, because these young kids, they don't have friends. So they're going to be talking to this thing all day. They're going to be like, oh, I don't have, my mom left me when I was four. This whole episode is about abandonment. But it's like, my mom left me when I was four. How do I make a cheesecake? I don't know how to make a cheesecake. How do I make a cheesecake? How? How do I make a cheesecake? Do I put the cheese? Is it a cake? Is it a pie? How do I make a cheesecake? And then you could be like, hey, Meta AI, how do I make a cheesecake? And they're like, oh, you just put the sugar and you put condensed milk and whatever you use, okay? I don't know the recipe. I do a no-bake cheesecake. And I found that out on YouTube. My mom didn't show me how. Sorry, mom, you didn't. Okay? Maybe we need this in our life. Maybe we need AI. I don't know. Anyways, I'm losing it. I'm always losing it. But yeah, it's like weird because I've gone to therapy. I've gone to like three therapists. Wow, now I'm getting a call. You see how the disrespect? Why am I getting a call? Okay. Anyways, I think it's wild because I've gone to therapy, and sometimes I feel like these answers are better than therapy. I had a therapist once, and it was after COVID, and I was on Zoom, and it's kind of, I don't know if you ever done therapy on Zoom, but it's weird. And I feel like my therapist, I think she had roommates, because I saw two people walking in the background, and I'm thinking, I'm telling you my deepest, darkest secrets, and your roommate's like asking you about the Spectrum bill. My roommate's asking you when you're going to pay the Wi-Fi. I don't think it's right. And it's like, you're not really present when you're on Zoom. So why not talk to Meta AI? Why not get some free therapy? Even though they're just, who knows who's looking at it, who's typing it. I don't know how AI works. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a tech person. But I don't know. I think we're just going to have to adjust to the times. And yeah, there's people who don't know. They might say like, they don't know how to date. They might be like, how do I get some bitches? I don't know. How do I get bitches? And then ChatGPT is going to be like, or Meta AI is going to be like, well, first of all, you don't call them bitches because that's not appropriate. You don't call women bitches, first of all. And then maybe you'll realize that you shouldn't call women bitches, and maybe the world's going to be better. And then we're going to have $500,000 in the bank. So things might be good. You might have friends on here telling you things, and your friends abandon you. You might be like, how do I get my friends back? And Meta AI will be like, well, you just apologize. You just be vulnerable and talk to them. And then instead of being awkward and not knowing things, I mean, we don't have encyclopedias anymore, so maybe you could talk to Meta AI. I don't know. And this is not an ad because I don't get any money. I don't get any money. I'm waiting for my $500,000. But I don't know. The world's weird and we just have to adjust. So I don't know. That's all I got to talk about. This is a weird episode. It's my episode back. Every episode is my episode back. But I don't know. Things are changing, and I'm kind of thinking like we just have to adjust. But anyways, I'll see you on the other side. My daddy asked me recently, son, when was the first time you heard country music? And I said, you know what, Daddy? I don't remember when it was. I might have been 10 or 12. But I remember I was about 14 when I really understood it. My knees just start shaking. I loved it. You ever hear something, you're like, this is it. All I want to do and be was a country man. That's all. I wanted to go to school, yeah. I wanted to ride my bike, yeah. But what I really wanted to do after school was go listen to a good country bop, okay? People talk about us and say we're honky-tonk and all this, but you gotta listen to the lyrics sometimes. You know how it is to go through life with a barbecue stain in your white t-shirt and manage your day? Think about this, if you just want a pulled pork sandwich before your job interview, the biggest job interview of your life, and you get the drippings of the barbecue sauce on your shirt, and somebody writes a song about that, and you're in the same position, and you listen to that song, and it just touches your soul, because you go, wow, I just went through that. He knows me. These people on these songs know me. They know my struggle. Because it's not easy being in a predicament where you got a stain on your shirt and you gotta perform. You gotta say, I do want this job. And you know the interviewer's looking right dead at that stain. But you see, I don't care because I'm country inside and out. I'm country. And I'll never not be country. I just love it. I really do. And for those who love Jelly Roll and all of them, he's great. But go back in time and listen to the real country bumpkins. We're here and we're here to stay. This episode of Smile with Shay is brought to you by the 99 Cent Store. It's our last week, so come on by. We got soap. We got soap on the road. We got bananas and batteries. Come on down, because we love you, and we going to definitely miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Smile with Shay. We made it. This is episode 32, and we'll be back whenever. I'm not even going to say next week, but we will be back. And I got to say the quote of the week. This week's quote is by none other than Dolly Parton. It says, the way I see it. Let me do it in her voice. It says, the way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you got to put up with the rain. And it's true. There's so much happening right now. So much in the news. I will talk about it next week. And there's people suffering out there. I want my $500,000, okay? Okay, well, I didn't know that I was still going to have that sound, but whatever.
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, low minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know?
We need to do that. We need to keep Obama in president, okay? But yeah, we just need to stay strong. And sometimes we gotta go through the storms and, I don't know, somehow keep our head up. We could do it, though. We're gonna be good. We're gonna keep smiling. And we're just gonna be positive with people. Stay positive, people. I know it's hard. Keep pushing. Keep going. And, yeah, once again, follow me on all social media platforms at Shay Sheppy, Shay underscore Sheppy, Shay underscore S-H-E-P-Y, and just be good to people. Thank you for smiling with Shay. This is an awkward one, but it's always awkward. Thank you once again. I appreciate everybody who's watching, who's listening. Like, subscribe, share this, and yeah. Let's keep getting on this journey. The road to 100. We'll get there maybe like in 29,404 BC or AC or whatever. But we'll get there. We'll get to the 100th episode soon. Later.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
because you care. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene.